Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Shopper. I hope you guys are ready for the best MLB picks on the Tuesday night slate, because I think we've got a good slate coming to us. I'm going to be looking past the afternoon games and just the night games, so these have a little bit more time to marinate on the internet. Do me a favor, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite bets for the Tuesday slate? And shout out to Todd. No other information on him, just Todd. That was his YouTube handle, because he gave out a parlay in the comment section yesterday. Yankees money line, Rays money line, Cubs money line, they was all one. And then there was A's versus Twins under 7 runs. That was a push. But either way, 3-0-1 on a 4-leg parlay. Really strong. Good work from Todd. So, Mr. Todd, you get 1 free week of our Osmo premium betting Discord subscription. Leave an email at support@osmo.com and we'll set you up with a free week subscription. Everybody else, if you want a chance to win, just leave a comment below. I want to know your favorite bets for tonight. As you guys probably know by now, I like to start off this video with my favorite home run pick of the day and the best dong pick of the night. I'm going with Giancarlo Stanton of New York Yankees. And I mean, we've seen a lot of days as of late where our model over at Odd Shopper really likes some Yankees bats. Today is no different. Giancarlo Stanton over one homer plus 375. We have him with a 27% chance to homer, 26% expected ROI. And a lot of this has to do with the matchup against Jordan Lyles, who is just not a great big league pitcher. He's been in the league for a while, and we know we're getting out of him. 4.38 ERA this year, 4.87 expected ERA, but here's the real key. When Jordan Lyles gives up runs, a lot of them are homers because he's not a high ground ball pitcher, and a lot of the fly balls he allows do end up being home runs. 12.5% home run to fly ball rate this year, 17.4% last year, 15% the year before, 15.5% the year before that. So just always a pitcher that we kind of see end up getting hit hard more often than not, leading to home runs. And who hits the ball harder than Giancarlo Stanton, who when he's healthy is one of the best hitters in baseball. And one thing that comes with Giancarlo Stanton is the health concerns, but at the start of the year, he's been healthy to this point. He has a 152 WRC plus, which is actually the best year that he's had at the plate since he won the NL MVP in 2017. So Stanton's hitting the ball well. He's off to a good start this year. He's actually healthy. Might not be the case a month from now, but for a single day bet, we don't really have to worry about that too much. So Giancarlo Stanton plus 375 to homer. Giving out bets is all well and good. I try to give you guys the best information possible, but something that's even better value than any picks I'm going to give out today, it's free money over at BetMGM. Because if you sign up using the promo code OSMLB or sign up using the link in the description box below, you bet $10 on any MLB money line over at BetMGM and they're going to give you $200 for free. That's all you have to do. You know, good picks, finding good value, that's all well and good. But like I said, nothing can match free money. So don't leave this opportunity on the table for free money. Take advantage of it over at BetMGM. One number that really confuses me over at BetMGM for tonight is Kevin Gausman's strikeout prop over under 6.5. Because he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And you make a case that he's been the best pitcher in baseball to this point. He has an 0.82 FIP so far through 7 starts. And another thing that's key with Gausman, he leads all of baseball in wins above replacement for pitchers, and he's done with really, really strong strikeout numbers, 54 strikeouts in 45 innings. Now, I know a lot of people might look at the matchup against the Mariners and think, well, you know, it's a good offense, which it is, but Gausman's faced almost nothing but good offenses pitching in the AL East this year. So some of his recent starts pitched against the Tampa Bay Rays, struck out 8 hitters, against the Houston Astros, 10 hitters, the Red Sox, 9 hitters, the Red Sox again, 8 hitters. And then against the Yankees, he struck out 9 batters. So overall, we look at Gausman, he struck out 8 or more hitters in 6 of his last 7 starts. So I think that this number on 6.5 is really low for Gausman. And, you know, once again, while the Mariners have a good offense, it's one of the easier matchups Gausman has had this year when you consider the opposition he's faced. So he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball. And we have this number projected to go well over the 6.5 number. It looks like, according to our projections over at Odd Shopper, the fair number is probably around 7.5. So this is when we want to bet early in the day. I think there's a good chance it moves over 6.5 strikeouts for Kevin Gausman. One more total bet that I'm giving out to close out the video here. It is under 7.5 runs in the Marlins Nationals game. This is one of the top bets in our MLB power rankings model. We have the under with a 14.7% projected ROI. And a lot of this has to do with Pablo Lopez being on the mound for the Marlins, who's quickly developed into one of the better pitchers in baseball. He has a 1.05 ERA, a 2.31 expected ERA. And this is just a guy who's really, really advanced his game over the last couple of years. The big thing that's benefited Pablo Lopez this year is just a cut down on his walk rate. Only a 4.9% walk rate, that's a career low compared to a 28.4% strikeout rate. That's a career high. Always a good thing for a pitcher. When you're striking out a career best amount of hitters and walking a career low, that generally leads to good things. On the other side of the mound, Josiah Gray, a good but not great starting pitcher. He's a very well-regarded prospect. He's really good stuff, mid-90s fastball. He has started the year with a 4.34 ERA, but also keep in mind, very favorable pitcher's park in Miami. So two quality pitchers on the mound. Neither of these offenses are all that great. Our model really likes the under, and I'm going to back it to under 7.5 runs in the Marlins-Nationals game. Wrap it up. The three bets that I'm placing tonight for the MLB action is Giancarlo Stanton plus 375 to homer, Kevin Gausman over 6.5 strikeouts, and then under 7.5 runs in the Nationals-Marlins game. These are all three bets that I think offer good value at BetMGM. But don't forget to take advantage of our promo code, because if you sign up using that promo code OSMLB or sign up using the link in the description box below, you get $200 for free when you bet $10 on any MLB Moneyline for the first time. Also, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment below. Give yourself a chance for a free subscription to our premium betting Discord. All you have to do is let me know your favorite bet. If it wins, I pick out a winner, and then we come out the next day, give away some free stuff. Yesterday, Todd won a free subscription. We don't know any other information about Todd, but he was a winner. You could be a winner too. Just let me know your favorite bet. It could be a money line, prop, no run in first inning, whatever it is you like, let me know below. Good luck tonight, everybody.